Welcome to the George Wilder Jr. Show, broadcasting live from Chicago.
Working man in internet radio is my father, George Wilder Jr., and here he is.
It's sounding like we have some audio problems on my computers here. There is a dialog box up here that's saying that the engineers are working on the problem at Block Talk Radio. Well, I hope so, because I don't like it when there's cracks in the audio or cracks in what I'm trying to do. It's just not good radio, you know. I mean, I've listened to these episodes over and over again, some of them, and I see cracks and I hear cracks. And if there's cracks in the audio when you download these programs or archive them, my apologies, but we're working on them, or they should be working on it. So that's get on with the show. Let's get on with the show. Okay, my name is George Wilder Jr., as you probably know, and this is the George Wilder Jr. Show, broadcasting on the Wilder Network in lovely, beautiful Chicago. I can't tell you what I'm looking at, but it's pretty awesome. Okay, follow me on Facebook, Black Talk Radio, LinkedIn, Google. I'm all over the place. You can't miss me if you're looking for me, and that's wonderful, and that's okay. Remember what I said at the beginning of the show, if you have cracks in the audio, cracks in whatever, you know, this is the internet, and there's always kind of a problematic thing with some things, but it's great overall. There's nothing wrong. It's beautiful, you know. I'm still a new kid on the block. I'm still learning. I'm still trying to get my wings wet and to be a better announcer, to be a better radio host, you know, and try to eliminate some of the cracks in the audio, if there are any, okay, if there are any. But I'm talking about what I'm hearing through my earphones. Okay, let's get started. And one of the things I want to do is thank my guests. I want to thank all of my guests who've been on the show. Some have been on the show two or three times, at least two times. And I would like to thank them all for coming on the show. And I always tell them, if they're a good guest, I always say, I always to invite them back to the show. You know, because I know you want to hear good conversation from quality authors and writers. And those who are out there who just want to get their product or service out there among people, you know. So I always try to do that, and I thank everybody who has already been on the show. And I'm thanking people who are going to be on the show as I proceed with this radio show, talk show radio, and as I proceed with being your guest. And like I always say, I'm always looking for feedback on the show, because your feedback, what you think, will make me a better host, will make this a better show. So I'm always looking for comments or anything. And this show is where you, the audience, the listener, can participate. Don't just sit back and listen. Participate. And if you want to participate, my number is 347-857-1762. Okay, write that down. And if you want to call in with a comment or you want to ask a question of your host, yours truly, that number is 347-857-1762. And, you know, give me your thoughts. What are you thinking about whatever some of the topics that I have already talked about on the show? Give me some feedback on the guests that I have on the show. If you missed a guest and you missed the interview or the conversation that I've had with the author, you can always go back and download the show or just click on it and just listen to it if you go to www.blocktalkradio.com/GeorgeWilderJr.com. See, I'm still trying to get it together. You know, I do slur my speech a little bit, but you know, like I said before, I'm still learning. I'm still a new kid on the block. This is just my, 87th episode. I know I got 88 on here, but I deleted an episode, so that makes this episode actually the 87th episode. But who's counting? You know, who's counting? Certainly not me. So this is George Wilder Jr., the George Wilder Jr. Show, broadcasting on the Wilder Network. And as I call the show is called The Talk of Our Time. Or I should say, The Talk of Our Times. Because it's out there. There's so much to talk about. I just don't have enough time in the day to talk about everything that's in the news politically, you know, and so on. You know, so I hit as many topics as I can. I try to pick the topics I know is going to make you or want to make you participate in the show. I mean, there's a lot of people who can't listen. This is Sunday evening. I understand people have church. People are out and about because the weather is pretty good in Chicago. If I can say something about the weather, in some parts of Illinois, the weather is really, really gruesome. There's tornadoes, twisters, storms, rains. You know, it's just something. I don't know. And in Chicago right now, as I look out of my studio window, it's gray, dark, dull, but I believe it's somewhere around 81. It just looked like it's going to rain. Actually, it did rain earlier this morning. I mean, it really came down. But somehow it just stopped, you know, it sailed off somewhere, and now it's 81 degrees outside. And we're looking at 90, almost 90 next week, according to the weather reports, the local weather reports, not the national weather reports, the local. And we all know that these guys can be wrong. Okay, let's move right along. Let's get started. All right, okay, we have old and broke in America. I mean, I thought that was a great topic because there are so many people who are affected by that. What I'm talking about when I say old and broke, I'm referring to people who are 55 and older, seniors, the elderly, you know, and that's a shame. Some of these people have given so much of themselves to jobs who the jobs just, you know, fired them or kicked them out to the curb. And now, you know, most of them are on Social Security. But can you believe it? Over 55 are still trying to pay off student loans. That is something. They're using their Social Security check to pay off student loans. I read this somewhere, and I was appalled at it. I said, wow, 20, 30, 40 years, and they're still paying off a student loan. If you have to pay off a loan all those years ahead of you, I mean, what purpose of the education? And when I think about it, a lot of the kids who are graduating, and they're graduating now because this is June and there's a lot of graduations held in June, a lot of those kids are going to wind up in trouble. They look good. They look great. They look wonderful. They look beautiful in their cap and gown. But after that cap and gown comes off, the reality of life begins. Just like the commercial, some of it's not going to be good for these students. What somebody in these universities jobs that they're going below them. They have to take some to pay the rent. Dad, back home. It happened. They look at dad and mom come out a little bit. You can get back out there on your feet and drink it. That's cool. That's cool. But when the kids come home to stay, that's when you have a problem. I mean, you've helped them get through grad school. You've helped them get through high school. You've helped them get through college. Helped them get through universities. And they helped them. Home. And you feel like you've wasted all that money, but still, they are culpated in the debt. School debt. And just like medical debt, school debt, educational debt can break you, put you out on the street. You lose your house, your car, your savings, because you're trying to pay off a student debt. And you're 55 years old, or you could be 60, or maybe even 70, and you're still trying to pay off a student loan. Something is wrong there. Something is wrong. I've advocated so many times on this show that education and health care should be totally, totally, unequivocally free in the United States. But nobody's listening to me. But I'm not the only one who's advocating that. There's a lot of prominent people, politicians, other radio show hosts, other people with a microphone out there in the world. We just don't know why, some of the reasons why I guess some people could answer that question. Why is the United States making these two things profitable? It's all about money. And we know that corporations run everything in this country. Rich donors run everything in this country. They've got the politicians. The politicians are bought and paid for by corporations and their donors. That means that most politicians in Washington, Illinois, and some of these governorships, they do not represent the people. I've said this before. They do not represent the people who vote for them and give them their jobs. And that's a shame. Okay, I'm getting off topic here. Okay, old and broke in America. No retirement savings. There's so many seniors and elderly people out here. They don't have no retirement. None. Most might have a Social Security check where they're living from month to month on that income. And like I said before, some are still paying off student loans, car notes, house notes, and they're really, really tight. The budgets are tight, if they have a budget at all. And a lot of them are broke and living alone. They don't have family, or they're estranged from their families. No family, no friends. Isolated, totally isolated. And I never really understand why people like to be alone. I think I've stated this on a past show. Living alone means that you're going to die a lot sooner. Everybody should have some companionship. Living alone, being alone, wanting to be alone, get out of my face, I don't want you with me, I want to be alone, I think it's just crazy. But there's people out here, and I'm not just talking about the elderly seniors, I'm talking also about young people. There's a lot of young people out here who want to be alone. But we have to try to get to those people and say, hey, wow, being alone reduces your life expectancy. You'll die a lot sooner. You want to live longer? Get you a companion. I'm not saying get married, but have a partner or something, hopefully it's a man and a woman, you know, because because nowadays you don't know what you're getting. And that's the truth. Okay, a smart quiz question. I'm going to say this. I'm going to have the answer by the end of the show. The smart quiz question, what is an amendment? Does anybody know? If you don't know, look it up. Go to Google, your iPhone, tablet, you know, look it up. Type it in there, and it will come up. But if not, if you don't have time to do that, I will have the answer by the end of the show. All right, this is George Wilder Jr. on the Wilder Network. I love saying that. That sounds so good. Okay, I'm just hoping that the audio here is straightened out. I'm pretty sure it is. Let's give it a try. Thank you very much. I will be right back. Stay with me. Stay with me. Let me see if I can do this. All right. Okay. Right, this is George Wilder Jr. of the George Wilder Jr. Show, broadcasting live from Chicago, and it is a wonderful day. It's a great day. I hope I'm not sounding too silly, but anyway, it's a great day. It's a wonderful day. I'm looking out on the boulevard here outside my studio window, and it is beautiful. It is wonderful. People are out and about. I think it's about 81 degrees in this town. That's something else for spring. And spring, we haven't had a spring yet, but it seems like we're having a summer. Okay, my time says it's 6:19 straight up, Chicago time. Okay, we're still talking about old and broken America. Okay. All right, let me adjust this microphone. Things happen. All righty. There we go. Old and broken America, it doesn't have to be that way. And it doesn't. It really doesn't. But we have so many corporations, and like I said before, rich donors controlling our politicians that we have voted for. They traded themselves for the dollar. So, old and broken America, at a time when half of all older workers have no retirement savings, we need to expand, not cut, Social Security benefits so that every American can retire with dignity. I totally agree with that. You know, but a lot of people out here, they're not retiring with dignity. If their Social Security benefits have not been cut, the politicians are thinking about cutting their benefits. They're even talking about raising the retirement age to 70. They're thinking about that. To 68 to 70, I believe. And a lot of people are just in dire straits, older Americans, living from one paycheck to the next, one Social Security check to the next, one pension check to the next, or no. And they're living alone. Like I said, they're living alone. And this is another good question. Are the baby boomers going bust? A new report by the Government Accountability Office released Tuesday shows that the savings and overall financial stability of all Americans older than 55 has dropped dramatically in recent decades, leaving a worrisome situation as the ranks of the elderly are set to increase even more in the years ahead. According to the report, more than half of this age group have no retirement savings whatsoever, and most of these have no savings, period. You know, the GAA says that Social Security currently provides most of the income for about half of the households age 65 and older. But with Social Security payments not keeping pace with the cost of living, experts worry that without finding ways to increase Social Security's reach, and the current crisis could turn into a full-blown disaster. Oh, boy. This is something. This is the United States, and Obama is our president. What can I say? The report makes it clear that there is a retirement crisis in America today. At a time when half of all older workers have no retirement savings, we need to expand, not cut, Social Security benefits so that every American with dignity. While Republicans and many friendly Democrats have openly discussed making cuts to Social Security, Sanders has been among those lawmakers who, being progressive-minded economists and social justice advocates, to instead demand that Social Security be bolstered by increasing the cap on what high income earners can pay into the program's trust fund. Currently, the cap is set at just about $110,000, which means that people who earn more than that pay a much lower share of their income into the fund annually. According to Bernie Sanders' office, the Social Security Expansion Act he put forth would make the wealthiest Americans pay the same share of their income into the retirement program as other wage earners. That change, Sanders argued, would extend the solvency of Social Security through 2065 while allowing monthly payments to Social Security recipients to go up. Under his proposal, Sanders says the average benefit would increase by $65 a month. Cost of living adjustments would more accurately measure the inflation. Measure inflation and an increase to the minimum benefit could lift millions of vulnerable seniors out of poverty in their final years. This is why I'm going to vote for Bernie Sanders. The guy's got some good ideas. Yeah, he's a liberal. Yes, he's a progressive. And yes, he is a socialist. Okay? The Republicans make the word socialist sound like it's a dirty word. Being a socialist is not a dirty word. Franklin D. Roosevelt was a socialist. I believe Abraham Lincoln was a socialist. So, but the Republicans try to make it a dirty word. I mean, in this campaign, in this upcoming 2012 presidential campaign, you watch and listen how the Republicans who are running for president of the United States are going to attack Bernie Sanders with that word socialist. They tried to put that word on Obama. Obama is not a socialist. Some of us wish he was, but he's not. I believe Bill Clinton, when he was president of the United States, that he was somewhat of a socialist. Don't think socialist is something mean and nasty. It's a good thing. It means that you care about people. It means that you want to help those who cannot help themselves through no fault of their own. That's the definition of a socialist. Is that a dirty word? Jesus was a socialist. The Son of Man, the Son of God, he was a socialist. You start to hear the word socialist being banged around once these debates start for the 2016 presidential election in the primaries, don't be surprised. Bernie Sanders is a senior. He's older, so he understands what seniors and the elderly are going through, because he is there, or he's on his way there, and he understands. You know, Bernie Sanders is not rich. I mean, he's just getting by like some of us. He's not broke, you know, but he's not rich like some of these Republicans are. And they're going to use the money, television time, commercials, the whole gamut to try to slander this guy. Because a lot of people already, a lot of people in the political world and a lot of people, a lot of grassroots people in the cities and states, they're already saying that they don't want Hillary Clinton. For whatever reason they may give, they say, no, Hillary Clinton, we want Bernie Sanders, because Bernie Sanders, he seems more trustful. I mean, he's an elder statesman. I mean, if you can't trust an elder statesman, who can you trust? So a lot of people do not want Hillary Clinton. We're not saying she's not a good person. We're just saying that maybe this is not her time. Bernie Sanders, and I'm thinking maybe Joe Biden might jump in the race, or who knows, Elizabeth Warren. I mean, because she's my first choice. But even if Elizabeth Warren does jump in the race, I may still vote for Bernie Sanders, because it's just something about this guy that makes me think he's honest, truthful, and he wants to help people. I mean, he's been preaching the same thing that he's talking about now for almost 40 years. The same thing. He is legitimate. He hasn't changed his stance on anything in 40 years. If you don't believe me, go back and research Bernie Sanders, and you'll find out he is one great, legitimate guy. And I would suggest that anybody and everybody who's going to be a part of this 2016 election, get out there and do it for Bernie. I mean, if you really want to say this, vote. Vote. It doesn't matter. In a way, it doesn't matter who you vote for. There's no doubt about it. It does matter. But the fact is, vote. If you want to vote for the bad guy, then vote for the bad guys. You know, but if you want to vote for a good guy, vote for Bernie Sanders. And this is George Wilder Jr. of the George Wilder Jr. Show, and I'm talking about old and broken America. It does not have to be that way. And I think if we get Bernie Sanders elected, you know what? I think, let me go back and say something. If we get Bernie Sanders elected, if we can have progressives in the United States, progressive in the United States Hall of Representatives, we can pull for free health care, free education, with no input from the Republicans and no input from their rich backers and their corporations. We need to be progressive all the way around. And what I mean by that, we need to have a progressive president in the White House. We need progressives to run the House of Representatives. We need a brand new speaker who is progressive. We need a Senate that is all progressive. And that means you have to get out there and vote. Vote. People did not vote last time. This is why the Republicans are in office. You did not vote. You were pissed off at something, and you decided not to get out there and pull that lever. And the cause of that is we get Republicans in office. Anytime you do not vote when you are supposed to, and you have the means to vote, but you refuse, that's a vote for the bad guy. That's a vote for the Republican who wants to cut your Social Security. That's a vote for the Republicans who wants to cut funding to your nursing home. That's a vote for the Republicans who wants to cut autism funding for your children. Anytime you don't vote, that's a vote for the Republicans. I call them bad guys, even though I know every Republican is not a bad guy. When I say Republicans, I'm talking about the Republicans in the United States Congress, because they control both chambers of Congress. And we have a Democrat in the White House, which is Obama. But we need to change that. Obama's going to be out of office. So we can just about, you know, say, hey, wow, start thinking past Obama. Obama had his chance. In my view, he blew it. If you disagree with that, I would love to hear your thoughts. Join me. Hopefully, my number is 347-857-1762. You can chime in and give me your thoughts, comments, or whatever. You can sit back and listen to this. I'm still talking about old and broke in America. It is political. It is totally political. This is George Wilder Jr. of the George Wilder Jr. Show. I have no guests today. I'm going solo. And sometimes I just love to go solo because I can, you know, it teaches me how to talk. It teaches me how to handle the show on my own if I had to. But I love guests. I just love them. I just agree. I learned so much from them. The last guest I had was Deborah Riley Mack, and I learned a lot from her. You know, and I learn from each guest that I have on the show. And hopefully they'll learn something from me also. But who knows? Okay, this is George Wilder Jr. of the George Wilder Jr. Show. It's 6:34 straight up in Chicago, and I'm broadcasting on the Wilder Network, WTTTY, in Chicago. Hook me up on Facebook, Blog Talk Radio. I'm all over the place. Google, LinkedIn. You know, I got books on Amazon. Check them out. They're good. Most of the stuff up there at least some of the things up there are just 99 cents. You know, I reduce the price on them, you know, so it'll make it easy for people to want to get themselves a copy. So that's what I do. I try to make it easy for people. I don't want to make it hard for anyone. There are guests who come on my show, and once they do the interview or we have a conversation, once the show is over, they'll contact me and say, George, I didn't realize how easy and smooth it was on your show. And I just email them or I inbox them, and I'll say, well, I don't make anything hard for anyone. I mean, it's just easy as pie to get on this show, and we can get along so well. Because all we're doing is having a conversation, not an interview. But I understand when most authors say, wow, well, I'm going on the show and we're going to interview me. That's fine. But once they get on the show, they'll find out it's not an interview. It's a conversation. Okay, this is George Wilder Jr. of the George Wilder Jr. Show. And it is still dark and kind of gray in Chicago, but it's not raining. And you know what? For springtime, it's starting to feel kind of humid. And it's not even summer yet. Like I said in a few past shows, another year we're going from winter to summer or fall to summer. Springtime is one of my favorite times of the year. And so far, we have not had a spring. We've had a few spring-like days, but not enough to call it a real spring, if you follow what I'm saying, you know. So I don't know, and I believe summer starts on, I'm not sure, but I believe summer starts June the 22nd. I think we're going to have some 90s before that, huh? Okay, this is George Wilder Jr. of the George Wilder Jr. Show, and this is the talk of our time. Okay, smart quiz question. Bingo, what is an amendment? If you don't have the answer, I should have it close to the end of the show. Okay, let me see. I'm going to take a break right here. All righty, let's see what we can do. I hope the audio works. They were telling me it was going to work. Let's see. Let's give it a try. Try. Okay, here we go. Be right back. Stay with me. We're back. We're back. If you're listening to the show live and you're hearing cracking in the audio, we're going to have to straighten that out. And I totally apologize. I guess every radio station or television station, every now and then we have technical difficulties. And I apologize for any interruption or any cracks in the audio or any cracks in, you know, the way I'm speaking. Because a lot of times I can't hear cracking if I'm speaking, but maybe you can hear it out there. You're in the audience. But anyway, let's get on with the show. Okay, I'm looking at something that says more bad news for Rush Limbaugh. As you all know, Rush Limbaugh is a talk show host. He's been a talk show host for many years. He's also has had his own cable television show years ago. And I used to pay attention to it, but I stopped paying attention to this guy a million years ago. He's just one racist pig, you know, and he's losing his audience. That's the thing. He is losing his audience. It says here, more bad news for Rush Limbaugh. People are jumping ship. Most of what they're talking about is his sponsors. His sponsors. Okay, the bulletin was worse, though. The news in he was being dropped. See, a lot of his sponsors are dropping him. And when his sponsors drop him, that means he doesn't get paid. Well, he's not broke. He's a rich man. He's probably a billionaire. He's not broke. But I guess people are dropping him and not wanting to listen to him because of his racial rhetoric. The guy is a monster. You know, he says what he wants on his radio show. I think he should have, I think him and Sean Hannity should have been off the air years ago. Matter of fact, Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity, they were afraid when Obama first got into office that Obama was going to yank their shows, that Obama was going to yank their radio shows away from them. But Obama, they must have been crazy. Obama would never do anything like that. Some of us was hoping that he would yank their shows because most of their shows are just lies, plain old lies. Because I used to listen to the Sean Hannity show, but I stopped listening to him when he was, you know, berating Obama, you know, and his callers on his show, they would also berate Obama. But Obama would just step off the ground and say, never mind. You know, okay, bad news keeps for Rush Limbaugh. He's a conservative radio talk show host. I'm pretty sure some people heard of him. Or, like I said before, man is a acknowledged racist. If there's bad news for him, it's a good thing. It's a good. I don't want to really dwell on Rush Limbaugh or anybody like him because it's a waste of my time, okay? It's a waste of my time. This is George Wilder Jr.'s show, and this is the talk of our time. Okay, let's move right along. Let's move right along. Let's see what we got. All righty. Bruce Rauner. I'm always talking about Bruce Rauner, but you know what? I think I'm going to linger a little bit more on trying to get people out to the polls in 2016 because it's very, very, very important. It is totally important that we get out and vote. I know that some of us are pissed off at the Democrats. You're right. Some of them do not have any spine. Some of them cave in so quickly. They don't know how to tout their victories. The Democrats, I'm going to say this, and I'm not a Democrat, I'm an independent, but the Democrats are the best thing that we've got going, not the Republicans. We cannot in the White House, as I've said, we have to put Democrats also in these governorships around the country because we have a lot of Republican governors. What are they doing with their states? They're breaking unions. They're lowering wages. They're refusing to make they're refusing to raise the minimum wage. As I sit here, there's another state within the United States who has, they have raised their minimum wage to $15 an hour. Why can't we do it here? The Republicans aren't going to let that happen. Even Obama, he doesn't even want $15 an hour. He doesn't want $15 an hour. He wants $10 an hour. All these kids out here walking around protesting $10 an hour from working at these fast food joints, Obama should be out there supporting them, but he's not. These African Americans, most of them, struggling. They want a living wage. They're walking the streets, thousands and thousands of them, want a living wage that they know these corporations can pay them. Obama should be out there walking with them, supporting their right to have a $15 livable wage. Where is he? He's in the White House talking to some foreign leader. We didn't hire him to talk to foreign leaders. We didn't hire him for Syria. We didn't hire him for Iraq. We voted for Obama and gave him his job because we wanted him to help us, to be there for us. But now, it ain't going to happen. He's there for the Republicans. Obama is corporate. He's Wall Street. There are so many things he can do for black people, people of color, right now, before he gets out of office, but he's not going to do it because he doesn't want it. He doesn't want free education. He talks about it. Free college, free two-year college, I think is great. I think it's wonderful. But he talked about it, but then again, you don't hear nothing else from him now about free college. He talks about crime. Lip service, that's all Obama's been giving since he's been in office when it comes to African-American issues. It's lip service. Talks about crime in Chicago. Give about a five-minute speech, and that's it. There's no action behind what he does. At least I can't see it. Because people are still getting shot down like dogs in this city. Sometimes I fear the weekend coming in Chicago. I fear it because I dread turning on the news. I dread listening to the radio because I know what they're going to say. These people in Chicago, they have something what they call Crime Watch. They expect people to be gunned down. They expect people to be killed every weekend in Chicago. And the criminals give them what they want. Give them what they're looking for. That's wrong. And I will always criticize Obama for that. I'm very, very passionate about this because I think we voted for the wrong guy. Maybe we voted for the right guy. You could say, well, he's better than a Republican, but yet he's not the person we thought he would be. Don't get me wrong. Obama has done some credible things. There's no doubt about that. It's on his record, but when it comes to black people, people of color, he's lacking. And that's not only me saying that. Obama has done more for gay marriage than he's done for black people. He's done more for immigration than he's done for black people. Immigration, he's letting millions of people stay in the United States who are breaking the law. They're breaking the law. And he is aiding and abetting in that. But we got people in these cities, not just Chicago. The crime is just phenomenal. It's just phenomenal. And it seems like he just doesn't care. I think he doesn't care. I think he doesn't give a F. Because you know why I think that? Because he knows he's going to be out of office in a year and a half. And he doesn't care. He doesn't care what you think about him. He doesn't care what I think about him. Only thing he's waiting for, he's waiting for the day that he's out of office. And you know what? I'm waiting for that too, the day he is out of office and the day Bernie Sanders is voted into office of the President of the United States. That's what I'm waiting for. But the only way Bernie Sanders can get into office, we have to get out there and support him. We have to donate money to his campaign because he's not a rich man. The Republicans are going to throw everything at him once they find out that he's a credible and formative candidate. They're going to throw everything at him. Republicans are loud and nasty liars, and they could win. They have the money. But we don't want them. We're going to make sure that Bernie Sanders gets into office, and hopefully he'll do a lot of things that Obama refused to do. Obama has executive authority. He can change things just by waving his hand or just signing something into law. He doesn't need the Republicans. But he wants the Republicans. He doesn't want to do things without them. Don't get me wrong. There's some good things he's done. Vetoing bills that totally would hurt the middle class. For so long, I've always thought Obama to be a closet Republican. Yeah, that's what I thought. I'm thinking, and I'm still thinking that he's a closet Republican. Totally. Totally a closet Republican. We must vote in 2016. We need everything. Because even if a Democrat gets into the White House in 2016, if he or she has a Republican legislature, nothing is going to get done. It's going to be gridlock, arguing, bitching, hating on each other. So we need the whole enchilada. We need the White House and we need Congress, period. The entire Congress. When I say Congress, the House of Representatives and the United States Senate. So that the president, the liberal president, can have backers. But I remember one time we did have everything. Obama was in office. We had a Democratic legislature. What happened? They fought each other. They didn't like each other. Conservative Democrats. Corporate Democrats. They were fighting each other. Obama couldn't bring them together. This was way back in 2009, 2010. And because of the bickering and the fighting and they couldn't get along, these were Democrats, the people voted them out. And the Republicans took over. Republicans who wanted to get their faces on television all the time. Democrats who wanted to get their faces on television, who thought they were God Almighty because they were now controlling the Senate and the House of Representatives. Nancy Pelosi was Speaker of the House. You remember? I remember. Because when Obama, in his first few years in office, I mean, I was pulling for the guy. I was his right-hand man, so to speak. And many of us were. Every time the Republicans lied on him or tried to deface him or they were racial, I was right there defending him. We were right there defending him. But suddenly, he turned on us. The more the Republicans kicked him, the more he got up and gave them flowers. I couldn't believe the way Obama was running and chasing after Republicans. In his first few months as president, that's all he did was chase Republicans, and they turned around and spit in his face. Even he admitted it. He said, I've been over backwards for these Republicans, and all they do is kick me. And I said to one guy, that's a bad choice of words he just used. And this person said, yeah, you're right, George, that was a bad choice of words. And people were always trying to spin Obama's reasons for caving into the Republicans. Obama once gave the Republicans He was going to give them Social Security, pensions, funding cuts, and all of this. And we would have been, if that had happened, we'd have been in hot water. But the thing is, the Republicans threw it back in his face. And I didn't understand that, but it was a good thing because a lot of people were really, really, really been in trouble. But just for doing that, they were very, very upset at Obama. And now Obama got the latest thing so far, I've said this before, is that TPP thing, the fast track. Apparently that thing is going to get passed. I thought it was dead in the water, but somehow they revived it, and it's going to be passed. And it's going to be bad for America. It's going to be bad for working-class Americans, middle-class Americans, the working poor, the struggling. That's because it's going to take jobs overseas, bus unions, lower wages. It's going to make your employer fire you at random. It's a bad choice. And like I've said in other shows, I thought that the Obama administration was transparent. Apparently not, because they don't want us to see what's in this bill or in this trade bill or this trade deal. No matter what I call it, they do not want us to see it. Obama will not let us see it. They want to sneak it by us like we're dummies. He's pushing for it. And the Republicans love it. They love it. Anything that the Republicans love, it has to be bad for America. This is George Wilder Jr. of the George Wilder Jr. Show. Vote. Vote. If you want to chime in on this, I would love to get your thoughts. And my number is, to call in, guest line number is 347-857-1762, the George Wilder Jr. Show. If you want to call in, or you can leave a comment in my comment section, or you can inbox me on Facebook or any other social media site that you might find me on, including Google. Okay, this is George Wilder Jr. of the George Wilder Jr. Show. I'm going to take a break right here. I'll be right back. I believe I need a drink of water. Stay with me. We'll be right back. right, I'm back. Taking your phone calls at 347-857-1762. And this is George Wilder Jr. Show. Thank you for being with me. Thank you for staying there. Thank you for podcasting the show. Thank you for downloading it. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening. Like I said before, I'm always looking for feedback. Get back to me. Let me know what you think of the show. Let me know what you think of me, even if it's negative. I want to know. Okay. Cops suspended after pulling gun on teens at a pool party. Let me read that again. A cop pulled out a gun on teenagers at a party. Most of the teens were women or girls, and they were dressed in bikinis. This is another example of police brutality. These guys will never, ever learn. They don't think. Some of the police officers, they do not think. They're pulling their guns on innocent people who do not have any weapons. They're wearing bikinis. This guy threw one of the girls in a bikini to the ground, bashed her head into the ground on a blade of grass. He clearly has his hand on his gun. He pulls a gun, chasing someone. While his gun is out of his holster, he's running with it. I mean, these guys, they don't think. These police officers, not all of them, some of them do not think. You don't do that when cameras are running. Somebody with a cell phone is going to video you, and it's going to go viral all over YouTube and television. Now I'm hearing that the guy has been suspended. I don't know why these police departments only suspend these guys when they do something stupid and dumb. This guy was ready to shoot somebody. His gun was unholstered. He was ready to shoot this girl that he had plummeted to the ground. I mean, he threw her down, and she was unarmed. Only thing she was wearing was a yellow bikini, and she was African American. And that goes to show you police brutality of African Americans. That's a shame. And he's a white cop now. He's a white cop, and he pulls his gun out, and he plummets an African American female to the ground. And these were just people at a pool party. They was having a good time. There was no shooting. I'm not privy to what brought this melee. How this started, all I know is that the video shows some rough handling of a person at this party who is dressed only in a bikini, African American, he's white. So we have to have, so I'm pretty sure there's more to that. So we're going to keep looking out for more on that. But as of now, it looks pretty bad. I'm pretty sure they suspended him. The powers that be on his side probably felt that it was warranted to take this guy out of commission. You know, some of these cops are just gung-ho. I mean, they think they're macho, gung-ho. They think they're better than you. They think they're over you. They think they're the judge, jury, and executioner. You know, I mean, they think that they come at you wrong. They don't know how to talk to you. They curse. They embarrass you. They do a lot of crap. They speak down to you. Totally, totally. They speak down to you. They don't speak with you. They speak at you. And that's not good for police. So this guy has been suspended, and that's a good thing. But he should have been fired. Stop suspending these cops. Fire them. And they suspend the cops with pay. That don't make any sense. He's sitting at home, but he's still getting paid. After he even pulled his gun out and wanted to shoot somebody. It was very dangerous for him to do that. The gun could have went off in his hand or anything. Or he could have just blatantly shot somebody like so many other police officers do. And they're talking about the police officers trying to make amends with neighborhoods and communities. This is a bad way of trying to do that. You talk about police brutality every day. Police are sitting there going to jail, but still you got more cops out here who are just as dumb as they can be because they're still pulling their guns out and wanting to shoot African Americans. And this is why I say police are good people. I really do. I think of them are good people. But the good cops have to start weeding out the bad cops. The good cops have to start pointing out to someone higher up who the bad cops are before they get out there on the street and shoot another person. Be done. You know, it has to be done. This is George Wilder Jr., the George Wilder Jr. Show, broadcasting live from Chicago. Okay, Hillary backs workers and fights for $15 minimum wage. She backs $15 minimum wage. That's great. That's wonderful. I back $15 minimum wage also. I'm pretty sure a lot of people do, but Obama doesn't. He doesn't. He wants 10. You know why Obama wants $10 an hour minimum wage? Because he thinks it's going to hurt businesses. Paying $15 an hour is going to hurt businesses. Let me put it this way. If a business can't afford to pay their worker a living wage, then that business should not exist. So Hillary Clinton backs workers in fight for $15 minimum wage. That's great. However, if she should become president of the United States in 2016, the only way she's going to get $15 an hour minimum wage, she's going to have a Democratic legislature, like I just got through mentioning. She's going to need Democrats in the House, and she's going to need Democrats in the Senate. Majorities. She's going to need majorities. If she don't get that, if she wins and have a Republican legislature, it ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen. But her mind is in the right place. Of course. We know why she's saying that. She's saying it for votes. Of course. Bernie Sanders is saying a lot of things for votes. But he, in my opinion, Bernie is more believable and more legit than Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton has been in the White House already, 2 terms, when her husband was president. And all she did was take money. And remember, when Bill and Hillary Clinton left the presidency in 1998, they were broke. They didn't have any money. Suddenly, they're on the crust of being billionaires. Why? Because they're taking money from unsavory places. I'm pretty sure somewhere, corporations, Republican millionaires are dumping money in their laps. And they're taking money from these foreign countries. She's taking money from foreign countries that abuse women. And she's saying that she's for women's rights. How can you be for women's rights when you're taking money from a country where women's rights are totally squandered and smashed? A lot of people are asking that question. But seriously, if she wants $15 minimum wage, once she get into office, she must have a Democratic legislature, or it's just talk. It's just talk to get her votes. And she is going to have the balls to stand up against a Republican legislature. And I think Bernie has the balls, more so than Hillary, if you know what I'm talking about. But that's great. That's wonderful that she wants a raise in the minimum wage, and she's going to support that and try to get that done instead of just saying it for votes. For votes. All right, let's move right along. Scott Walker, the governor of Wisconsin, this guy, he done bust all kind of unions. I mean, there's no unions, and he's suppressed a vote for those guys, for those people in Wisconsin. So he's done some really awful things. And the thing is, he's done all of these things to hurt people, to hurt voters. There will be no minimum wage in Wisconsin, period, unless it's done through the federal government. Other than that, Wisconsin will see no minimum wage, no unions. They're all busted or they're just about eliminated in Wisconsin. And they're saying that Scott Walker is heading the GOP field for running for president, even though he has not announced. But his poll numbers are a lot higher than some of these other guys who are actually running. Okay, Scott Walker says here, amend the Constitution to allow gay marriage bans. Well, that's no news. We know that the Republicans do not care for gay marriage. We know that. Care for it. But it's here, it's happening, so it's nothing I can do. We just have to live with it. But for him to be running for, but however, if he decides to run for president, that's going to cost him votes. And they're saying that he may jump into the race. But it's already crowded. How many Republicans are running? 9 or 10 maybe? Like I said before, a lot of these guys, Republicans, they know they're not going to win. They know they're not going to win. They're running only to increase their profile. That's it. And to sell books. Once this thing is over, they're going to write books. They want their name to be out there so, you know, you can buy their book. And also, they're doing it for speaking fees. Colleges, universities, you know, they can dictate how much they want when a college asks them to speak. That's it. They're trying to get us to know them. They want us to know who they are. Of course, they don't care anything about Democrats or liberals. They're reaching out to their Republican base. If Scott Walker is running for president, if he jumps in, this is going to dog him, this stupid statement, because gay people vote. And you don't want to say anything that defends them. And I think he just did. So amend the Constitution. I mean, that's to allow marriage bans. And that's one of the things the Republicans want to do. They want to change some of the things that's in the Constitution. They want to change a lot of the things in the Constitution. What they really want to change is change the amendments so they can always stay in power. And they're suppressing the vote so you and I and thousands of other people, millions of other people, can't vote. Because if you can't vote, then a Republican is going to get in office or they're going to stay in office. They're all about suppressing the vote, changing the Constitution so they can stay in power forever. And it's a shame because they're the 1% and we're the 99%. Majority of the 99%ers do not vote. And that's why the 1%ers are in office. And if we don't do something, if we don't ask the rich people, the corporations, Wall Streeters are going to take over this country and they're going to run you, I, and everyone out of it because it's going to be a country just for the rich, not the poor or the struggling. Just because you're going to work every day, that makes you the middle class. But that doesn't mean that the Republicans like you, because they don't. You don't give to their campaigns. You don't have enough money for them. You take Bruce Rauner, the governor of Illinois. He wants to cut. he's going to stop funding on this, stop funding on that. Nobody likes him. Even the Illinois legislature, they don't like him. These guys are fighting back and forth. And when you're doing something like that, nothing's going to get done. The needy people, the vulnerable people are dead in the middle of all this garbage. Because these guys can't compromise, they can't talk, they can't come up with a solution to work together to get done, to get things done for the Illinois public, the people of Illinois. Politics stinks. What can I tell you? It stinks. But the only reason why I dwell on it, because it affects us all. I'm a taxpayer. You're a taxpayer. I'm a voter. You are a voter. We have the right to criticize these clowns in office, people we put in office to represent us, but yet they do not. Most of these clowns, after a while, they go to jail, stealing money, sexual abuse, you name it. They go to jail. There's so many of out here just dumb. Some Republicans are just dumb. Joe Walsh, this guy, Sarah Palin. These people are out, if I can say it, something in my throat. These people are out of this world. Michelle Bachmann. These people say things that are so nutty, it's unbelievable. And they're Republicans. And the Democrats, the thing about it, when a Republican says something nutty, the Democrat, they don't know how to pounce on it. But let a Democrat say something stupid, the Republicans are going to be all over it. And the Democrat may lose the election because of that, because they didn't defend themselves in a way that a Republican defends themselves when their asses are caught in the loop. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Democrats, they don't have a spine. You want these guys to wake up and represent the people who put their asses in office, but they're so scared. they're cowards, you know. It's a shame. They talk good. They sound good. You can really, really believe them. But when it comes time to doing, it's just not there. The Republicans scare them. And that's the truth. Republicans scare them. And we're in the majority. There's more of us. Why would a Democrat be afraid of a Republican? Even Obama, he backs down when the Republicans start shouting at him. And suddenly he just caves in and give them anything they want. And we are so amazed. We said, wow, why did Obama do that? You know, so I don't know. This is the George Wilder Jr. Show. I'm passionate about this. If you want to chime in, call, taking your phone calls at 347-857-1762. Chime in if you want, you know, I would love to hear your thoughts on this or anything that I'm talking about, any subject, because this is, what, Anything Goes Sunday? Of course. This is George Wilder Jr., the George Wilder Jr. Show. I'm going to take a break right here. I should be right back. Here we go. Let's see if I can do this audio thing. They said it was down, but stay with me. Hey, this is George Wilder Jr., your radio host here. If you are an avid reader, or you just love to read in general, check out my Amazon page at www.amazon.com/author/gwilder, or pull up the Amazon website and check out all the material that I have produced. Or you can go to Amazon in general and just type my name into the space bar above, and all of my material should materialize right in front of your eyes. Wow. Some of the stuff that you can download and check out, Ain't That a Groove? It's Action, Romance, Back in the Groove, Action, Romance, Echoes of My Sin, My Autobiography, I Got Stung, and a lot of others that you can check out too. I do essays, novels, short stories, and I think I do a good job at them. And you can always go and check those things out and give me some feedback. You know, hook me up with some feedback. I'm always looking for feedback on anything that I do, even on the radio show. Give me feedback on the radio show. What do you think about the radio show? Okay, I got to get back to the radio show. Speaking of radio show, I got to get back. All right. Okay, I'm back. Thank you for staying with me. 68 public college presidents make more than President Obama. Okay, 68 public college presidents make more than President Obama. So that's where that money is going. So basically, when you pay to go to college, the money goes in the pocket of some college president. No wonder so many students have to go in dire debt to try to pay off some of these college loans. Some of these college loans probably never get paid back. But who's getting rich? The college presidents. Wow. This is why I say education should be free. These thugs out here who are robbing these kids should go to jail. College presidents, the deans of colleges, the faculty, getting rich off these kids, charging them by making them take out loans that they can't afford to pay back, all because they want to get an education. Some may not even get a good education, maybe a weak education, but that student loan is still there. So that's awful. That is totally awful. To see these guys pocketing the money of these students after they struggle to take out a loan, take that loan out, pay it to the school, it goes straight into the pockets of the president of that school. That's terrible. That's just awful. This is why I say college and health care should be totally free. Totally free. Drugs. You want drugs? Go to the pharmacy or your doctor. You don't have to pay any money. You don't have to pay a co-fee. It should be totally free. But that'll probably never happen because we have Republicans who wants to see people sick, who wants to see people die on the street, who wants to see people struggling. They can't stand education. They want to cut education out, period, because they want to stay in power. They don't want Democrats in power. They want to stay in power. And Obama is such a disappointment. I thought he was going to be a fighter. He's not a fighter. The only thing he does when something happens, hide under the bed, in my estimation. This is George Wilder Jr. of the George Wilder Jr. Show, broadcasting live from Chicago. It's 7:25 straight up. Okay, that's smart quiz question. Okay, let me see if I can zing up some audio here. Doesn't look like it. Okay. Alrighty, let's see. Come on. I can't get to it. Here we go. All right, then. Something is wrong. Let's see what we got. Get to it. Okay, the show is almost over. Oh. Hey, everyone. This is George Wilder, Jr., author and radio host.
That's not it.
Right
that
here
is
on
not
Black Talk Radio and the Wilder Network. No topic, like I said before, like I always say, no topic is off limits. Talk about anything you want to talk about within reason. Hey, I love what I'm doing. I love that you're there. I want you to follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Google, my website. I'm all over the place. Glad you're here enjoying the show along with me. Just follow me. All right, smart quiz question of the day. This show is almost over. What is an amendment? Okay, amendment is a change to the Constitution, or it can be an addition to the Constitution. Okay, what is an amendment? It's a change or an addition to the Constitution of the United States. Okay, this is George Wilder Jr. of the George Wilder Jr. Show signing off. I will see you guys next week. Have a great time. Have a wonderful week. I will be back on Thursday, starting Thursday of this week. Take care, everyone. Bye.